and at the end of that time, on his one day opening the door of their room and going in, the children both ran to him with outstretched arms and distinctly said, "Bekos." When this first happened, the herdsman took no notice, but afterwards, when he observed, on coming often to see after them, that the word was constantly in their mouths, he informed his lord, and by his command brought the children into his presence. Psammeticus then himself heard them say the word, upon which he proceeded to make inquiry what people there was who called anything Bekos, and hereupon he learned that Bekos was the Phrygian name for bread. In consideration of this circumstance, the Egyptians yielded their claims and admitted the greater antiquity of the Phrygians. That these were the real facts I learned at Memphis from the priests of Hephaestus. The Greeks, among other foolish tales, relate that Psammeticus had the children brought up by women whose tongues he had previously cut out, but the priests said their bringing up was such as I have stated above. I got much other information also from conversation with these priests while I was at Memphis, and I even went to Heliopolis and to Thebes, expressly to try whether the priests of those places would agree in their accounts with the priests at Memphis. The Heliopolitans have the reputation of being the best skilled in history of all the Egyptians.